Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 25th of November, and I'm recording at 10:15 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time in London. Okay, what's going on here today? I'll start with the Asia-Pacific stock markets, where it's a bit of a mixed picture, but again, some interesting points here. Japan's steady. It's one that I definitely like over the medium term, despite the probably necessary gamble by Shinzo Abe in calling the election. And looking at China, well, the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was down a small fraction of a fifth of a percentage point. But the Shanghai Composite Index up 1.37%, so the A-shares really have been strong, and, well, it's looked like base development completion, or base formation completion, I should say, for at least a couple of months. If you've been listening to these audios, you will certainly recall that, and will have seen it on the charts posted, and it's cheap, it's still a rock. Well, I was going to say rock bottom low valuations here. Some of the Chinese bank shares, no one has covered these fairly extensively, but for instance, if I mention just a few of them, which are in the JP Morgan China Investment Trust, which where I do have some investments, but China Construction Bank, you know, estimated PE 4.91%, yield 6.53. That's traded in Hong Kong. The Agricultural Bank of China, estimated PE same, just below 5 and yielding 6.25%. They're just very, very attractive here overall, and I expect this to put on a good performance here, probably over the next couple of years, if not somewhat longer. Now, moving on, Taiwan down the tiniest fraction, South Korea up the same amount, Australia half a percentage point lower, India down today just over half a percent off that slightly overbought short-term position that I mentioned yesterday. The rest of the Asia-Pacific indices were higher with the exception of Indonesia. But small gains and small losses across those. New Zealand a quarter of a point higher, percentage point higher. And looking at the hold on, let me get my screen right. Looking at the European indices, mostly higher. Switzerland down off quite an overextended short-term position, but Switzerland's been a fine performer here overall, and I think it will remain so. But the other indices, European indices here shown, are all a little bit higher. Small moves, best is 0.75% by Sweden and also Germany. Spain up half a percent, the UK just up a tiny fraction, Eurostox 50 up nearly half a percentage point. Wall Street mixed close, but just hardly changed. The Dow down the tiniest of fractions, same with the S&P off a couple of points, and the NASDAQ just a fraction higher overall. In government bonds, well, the U.S. 10-year, this yield fell a little bit sharply in here today, down to 2.25%. It had been in that very tight little narrow range. Nevertheless, I was surprised to see that downward break. again with the economy doing well by most accounts. And crude oil also weaker in here today. And a little nervousness before the meeting on Thursday, the OPEC meeting, of course. But the WTI, that's a U.S. contract, it's 73.82, and that's down almost $2. And Brent is $78.12, and that's down over a dollar and a half. Now, in currencies, the U.S. dollar index is a little lower here today. It's down to 87.90. It was lower yesterday as well. And so that's backed off the previous resistance that we had seen, you know, in that 2009, 10, and 11 period, you know, getting up to that 88.2 to 300 region where the Fed had intervened back then. Did they intervene this time? I kind of doubt it, but I can't be sure about that. I just think it's a little bit of nervousness here overall. Now elsewhere in currencies, Euro, though, still remains soft. It's actually down against the dollar today, despite the dollar's softness. So sterling, 1.5707. But those two are virtually unchanged here today. And similar with the Australian dollar overall. Interesting one was that the Chinese renminbi, which I mentioned yesterday because it had actually been slightly steadier than the U.S. dollar in recent weeks, but it had a downward dynamic. It weakened yesterday, but no follow-through in here today, which I think is an encouraging sign and pretty much in line with what we're seeing. I think it weakened when the news came through about the Chinese interest rate cut. And elsewhere, industrial metals under a little bit of pressure here today. Copper, that U.S. copper contract, that's just can't hold that $3 level for very long. It's down to 295 cents, and 295.65. That's down 4.35 in here today. But interestingly, we see gold and silver steady in here. Now gold, which was a little bit weaker earlier in the day, but it's closed with modest gain. It's currently trading at $1,201.50. So it's just pushing up above the three previous lows in that overhead trading range. It's not pushed significantly into that overhead trading range. It will need certainly to go a bit further to do that, but interestingly, it is raising the prospect of a possible downside failure. But again, it's not unusual to see it break out from a trading range and then the market come back and just to test that previous area, which may be all that it's going to do. But you know, I just think gold is cheap down here, and there's been some very, very aggressive selling, and I've talked about it on almost a daily basis, saying that the historic value buyers have certainly been interested. Seasonally, this is a better time with Indian demand, although the government's trying to deter that Indian demand, and also China. China's demand remains considerable. And we saw silver doing best among the precious metals in here today. It's up to $16.65, and it's been outperforming gold for, well, in the last week or so of this rally. Early days yet, but I do mention silver is the high beta version of bullion. So if silver outperforms to the upside and underperforms to the downside, that would be a significant indicator of a change in the supply-demand relationship developing in favor of the bulls. Platinum had a decent day. Remember, it got hit yesterday, but regained just about the whole decline today, up nearly $17 right now in after-hours trading, and that's at $1,224 and change. And grains and beans prices all firmer in here today, particularly soybeans back above that $1,000 level. And I think those are very much the highlights. We may have further quiet activity here ahead of this OPEC meeting, and that will be very interesting. And that is on Thursday. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.